If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Wall Street Journal headline, lab leak, most likely origin of COVID-19 pandemic. Energy Department now says. Subhead, U.S. agency's revised assessment is based on new intelligence. I welcome my friend and colleague, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, to comment on what appears to be a slow rollout of significant voices in the U.S. and elsewhere that Wuhan is the problem for solving the origins of COVID-19. Still with us, CDC still warning, especially for the vulnerable demography. That would be me and Gordon and others over 60. And especially because if we don't know the origin, we don't know if it's still there, if it could change, or the people who created it, if it was created, and that is an implicit in a lab leak origin, that they won't do it again. Gordon, a very good evening to you. The story of the origin of the COVID-19 these many years has been shoved aside. I'm going to be polite here, Gordon, suggesting that anyone who advances explanations that are other than nature or origin is a conspiratorial troublemaker. That is true not only in the United States, but also in Europe and in Asia, especially voices that were raised in China right away, very brave voices who either disappeared or we haven't heard from them for many years. Over that 3-year period, you have not only voiced concern about the origins, but you've brought onto this show more than one voice who assures us that it was a lab leak or that it originated in the Wuhan lab. Some have said purposefully, some have said accidental. So I want your thoughts, Gordon, as you read that yet another agency, the Department of Energy, says lab leak, joining the FBI, which we're told for different reasons, not the same source, says lab leak. Is this story growing, Gordon, or is it going to be buried in footnotes? How do you measure it?
Yeah, this story will grow largely because it is too big to ignore. Now, there are 18 U.S. intelligence agencies, and they do not agree among themselves. But what we are seeing is a drift to a lab leak theory. And I also think that there's going to be drift to another theory, and that is that SARS-CoV-2, the pathogen that causes this disease, was engineered. Now, the Energy Department didn't say that. It just said it was a lab leak. So it could have been a stored pathogen that leaked, but we're moving in the right direction. The Biden administration, I think, doesn't want this story to grow because it wants to maintain lines of communication with China. But it's going to grow because it is much too important. There are 1.1 million Americans have perished from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins. And this story could get quite ugly if people start to conclude, as I do, that this was a deliberate spread of the disease beyond China's borders.
Who benefits? I want to ask that question here, Gordon. Who benefits from continuing to muddy the water about the origins? Who benefits by saying that you're a conspiratorialist for entering into this conversation? Who benefits by saying the Department of Energy has only low probability of this conclusion and therefore can be dismissed? It's a major headline in the major Wall Street Journal. Who benefits from continuing to quiet the voices of protest?
The primary beneficiary is China, because of it is a bad actor in this regard, and it is avoiding any costs imposed on it for what it did. I guess the second beneficiary would be those in the administration who want to maintain lines of communication with China. And that, for instance, would be John Kerry, the climate czar, who believes it's absolutely essential to talk to China. But there are also others who believe that communication with Beijing is important. So those would be the two primary beneficiaries. And then I suppose you could also say President Biden. Now, the reason why I include him is because he had 5 phone or video conferences with Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler. And then he had his in-person meeting in Bali at the G20 in November. And not once did he raise the issue of origins. And so if this issue gets pushed into the background, Biden doesn't look so bad. But if people actually start talking about it, they will wonder why the president of the United States has not expressed any sort of shown any sort of curiosity for a disease which has killed more than 1 million Americans.
When I read this story some 24 hours or so ago, I immediately thought back to a moment I have before when I was at Kennedy Airport on my way to Eurasia. I was on my way to Central Asia for a gathering of voices during a vote in Azerbaijan. And I was struck as I was waiting at the exit gate, this is early February 2020, by the arrival of a China Eastern Airlines super plane, you know, one of the big bodied, carrying probably 300 people, coming in for what I understood was anticipation of the Chinese New Year. The reason I go to that scene, Gordon, is that there is every reason to believe that some or many of the people on that plane, unknown to themselves, were carrying the virus. That was some days before the U.S. closed the border to China airlines coming in and was much criticized. Now, the puzzle I have every time I go to that image, Gordon, is the Chinese leadership, Beijing, Xi Jinping, they knew about the virus, lab leak, they knew. And permitting people to travel from China to the world, especially to Kennedy Airport in early February, was witting? Was ignorant? What do we conclude without the facts, Gordon?
We have facts, John, and it was deliberate. This is murder. We do not know the origins of COVID-19 100%. It could have been a zoonotic transfer, could have been a lab leak. We don't know. But there is one thing we do know 100%. And that is for weeks in December 2019 and January 2020, Chinese leaders knew that SARS-CoV-2 was highly transmissible human to human. And we know that for at least 3 weeks and probably longer, they were telling the world it was not transmissible. And at that time, when you were watching these people disembark from Chinese arrivals from China, China was actually locking down its own country. Lockdowns are controversial, but we know that by locking down parts of China, Xi Jinping thought that that was an effective way to spread disease, to contain disease. And by pushing countries, including the United States, to take arrivals from China, he had to know that he was spreading this disease beyond China's borders at the same time that he was lying about this. You put those two things together, John, and there's no other conclusion that fits the facts that China wanted this disease to spread beyond China.
And by not raising this issue, the U.S. does not raise it in meetings. You have evidence Mr. Biden didn't raise it. Does China get the idea that it's in control of this situation? It can suppress facts again and get away with it in a future disaster? We have about a minute.
Absolutely, John. And also, the World Health Organization has basically ended its investigation into the origins of COVID because China will not cooperate. So Xi Jinping must be thinking that he's killed 6.8 million people outside of China and has suffered no cost. And that is that could very well be a motivating factor for spreading the next disease that China is cooking up in its labs.
And we can presume there'll be more headlines such as the one in the Wall Street Journal, but it's worth considering now what is to be done with a headline that reads, "Lab leak, most likely origin of COVID-19 pandemic." Lab leak. What happened in that lab before it leaked? Who was responsible for the lab leak? Unknown. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.